Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got Drive Moment this afternoon. Here's a question. It's a simple one. It's an easy one. Where are the best places for singles to meet potential dating partners? If you're a single, if you've heard some people talking about the best place to meet potential dating partners, you may notice that everyone has a different story. Some talk about malls. Some talk about the clubs. That's where the great one hangs out. Some talk about church, parents meeting.
That's a good one. Parents meeting.
Yes, that's a goodie.
That is good. So I heard the other day, okay, guys, I know I talk about gym a lot, and no, I'm not a gym buddy, but I was in the sauna with a lady, not the gym that I've been going to this week, right? Yeah. And we were talking about the Melrose Arch branch. And
that's
she
my
said
original
to
club.
Me, ladies there go with full face on.
Alice Lane is the same.
With weaves banging against their bums, with a proper coordinated outfit.
Makeup, everything.
And they are literally there to meet their match.
So
even when they run on the treadmill, it's cute. It's not, they're not doing Ashton and no. It's a cute display of one's physique. At the gym.
So now my belief is that you'll meet the love of your life anywhere. It does not have to be these places, specific places. Like I once met a cherry while I was jogging. I was just joking. Look at that. It was not planned.
But then the key is to be out there.
I was out there jogging.
I'm with you. Because I have found that the more I stay indoors, the more or the longer I become single. Because it's not like your person can be delivered at your doorstep. I mean, it can happen if maybe they are visiting with a cousin and you kind of kick it off or whatever. But it's such a rare occurrence that if you are single, you should be out, whether it's at the gym, I mean, do you boo, whether it's jogging like Glenzito.
Yeah, or it can happen in a restaurant where I'm going to meet you, only to find that you either have a cousin or a friend who's hanging out with you. Until your cousin Kale or your Kale and Shevila.
I have another great one.
When we leave, she's like, let me go and drop you off. You don't have to drop me off. Otlan drop her off. This one is the one who will drop me off.
Oh, but meet cute.
Go meet Rand.
So amazing. They are so. Mamela, your stomach is not. But you don't know what to do to yourself. It is the most vulnerable and cutest thing that ever happens to a human being. Meeting someone that you guys are. It's just electric.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it lasts or not is another thing. But
go to the airport. It happens. Hiking, guys. You guys are missing out, eh? Why do you think we walk so slowly go hiking?
To spark up a conversation.
I walk very slow on the hiking. I always walk behind the ladies because there's more ladies there.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, best side ever.
Okay.
You guys are missing. Guys, let's start hiking. So that's the question for today. Where would you say is the best place to meet potential girlfriends and boyfriends? Do drop us a voice note. 063-688-0959. Babam bari kopana le bona go di after tears. Hey, really aliso. Alina le ditlong. Wait. No one na ba le pokela so
ba si. Le thola le fun.
Yeah. That one. 20 minutes past 4.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. Good on you, boys. We've got some voice notes. Where are the best places for singles to meet potential dating partners? What about the farm?
You know, airport, Bona is the best spot for Ukumicha, the potential, the airport, Baba.
Airport.
Because everybody there, poor, mind their own business, ammonia, pneumonia, and make no mistake, your makeup will be on point. The way Utlavolo dress up, Utlavolo on point. So there's a great chance, Yahweh, you can actually meet a potential from the airport.
I'm
very pleased to meet a partner. Hey, as long as it's not Kokerekeng, because Kokerekeng, we don't go there for that. No. So I met my current partner at the tattoo parlor. So years ago, he walks in while I'm having work done, and he likes my tattoo, and he says to me, can I design one for him? I did. And a week later, he had the tattoo that I designed, and that's how it started. And it's been going good. So there isn't an ideal place. Different strokes for different folks, I guess.
The best place to meet someone is at Woolies. Around 5, 6, 7. You just look for someone holding a basket and you just know.
He's not lying.
He's telling the truth.
I saw a potential called Woolies. Oh my God. Goodness, he was such a potential.
So this lady, are people should everyone. Ogara baruti ba jola le ba bomme ba rona ba tlang kereke. Go tlo re botsa re ba tudi but you can't meet your partner at church.
Of course you can.
Ska raloka ka re. Kereke. Plus that, and obviously some people crush on the pastor, cuz I get a pastor we emeletse when odi tsifatse.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
We got some voice notes because we got a topic today, our drive moment. Where are the best places for singles to meet potential dating partners?
Mamelang, I am going to be opening my ears so that I can hear how we can meet potential partners. This life of being single is not good. I'm not an outgoing person. I'm a church person. And either I'm indoor, I'm afraid to join the dating sites. So I want to know. I go to funerals, I go to weddings, but I don't get one.
You know, Khumuso, you're actually correct. Sometimes a person just lands at your doorstep, literally. My story is my partner and I were working together. And how I was introduced to him, the person that was working with him actually came to me and said, hi, this is so-and-so, and he's going to be working with us. And 6 months down the line, we were dating. Wow. 9 years later, we're still together with a kid and a beautiful life. So, yeah, man, sometimes it just happens.
Hey, section yama veggie. I want to shop, midwest, whatever. Or pick and pay. Ngapala watengi sango na ma fruit and veg.
Yeah, ngapala.
Sisi la baba peta ma basket. Nati ba pega ma veggie, ganti ba pega iti.
How?
I have met an ex of mine waiting for a taxi, and it was like, hello, I've met another ex at a restaurant. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. Mm. Anyway.
The cow. Watch Igna Chisanyama. I'm telling you, you will never go wrong on Gavala Magaza one double or the Tabas Guruza. I'm telling you, you will never go wrong. Gavala will do one of the perfect one.
Bafenda Kababa Kababara and the Kawashi in your Rengisana Nama. We're not going to mention names, but we know of a certain dude who bricked someone. At a car wash, that woman came to wash her car, and that was the end. Yeah, I can believe the car wash. You must worry, guys, when your woman says she's going, because they spend so much time. At least an hour, 2 hours they spend at a car wash. So, I'm a tall real car wash. Mukape. I'm a tall aloe flyer. Mukape.
Clearly, babe, I'm going to pick up a couple of veggies and fruits. Because apparently it's wilding there. Yeah. And I hate shopping, but I'm going to start. I'm going to go to the fruit and veggie section.
And it's dangerous for guys, because guys don't want to go shopping with their women, because you guys are going to walk around forever. So you will get to a point where you, when you say, I love you, Lord, all right, bye, baby, bye. Gandhi, that's you.
Also, guys.
That day.
Go bye and the fruit and veg for the next couple of weeks because go number one, go to fruit and veg. Please be single. How silly love go through? Rekopa yo go di canning, go di eiling, tadi non-perishables, okay? And let the ones that are single be in the perishable aisles. Thank you.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Tini bamba bafethu si bamba khona lapha emaclubini. Ebumnandini masishaya nje amadance nje hayi.
Sikhabo dance
lapibile lapha na ukuthi hayi ushaya zona. Sithola lapho ibamba. Ebumnandini.
Yeah, mina I met the love of my life at work and we've been married now for 10 years. And I remember when I saw her, she was coming for an interview. I just had a one prayer, but I had to propose her for 8 months before she could say yes. So yeah, maybe even if I go for my second one, it should be at the workplace again.
Ah, easy. I'm with News Cafe Southgate. News Cafe Southgate.
Oh my God.
There's two places. I think it was Identity, if I'm not mistaken. I was buying a t-shirt and I was looking for trousers. And then my then ex-girlfriend, Ariana, I just asked a random nurse there. And I met her this t-shirt. What? It got vice and a sharp playing. And then she told me, and I asked her, after the shopping, what is she doing? We went out for lunch. And then, yeah, the rest is history. Second one, traffic stop. Ushelel traffic. I'm sorry. And then I scored.
You had an encounter when while driving.
Too many. Because the channel ma traffic kopo along wala digit.
Na ba ona kumuza. Traffic kopo ki abla ker unalis tunya deva.
Oh guys, the way kisa katung shelo kot lapung kating.
So basically, mo tawa sa kontlung aya shopping. Ba usha beka stenara.
Kufel.
Abu with a straight face. I jump busy pela for the next few days. Yo.
Yeah. I met my wife at a funeral, at my uncle's funeral, emakhaya. While umfundisi was preaching, nami ngangibhizi ngishumayezo wami umuntu ngapha. Today we are 10 years, going on 11 years married. Yeah, happily so. I found a beautiful yellow bone at a funeral, emakhaya, emzumbe, kwesikamo samselile.
You know, one best spot whereby you can meet a potential partner. They haven't done any away of you and you can do good business. Golf course, cricket, and this is a gym, jogging, maybe. But golf course and cricket, definitely there you come up with something.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.